Well, there is still visceral anger on some university campuses over the rates of sexual harassment, despite an audit by the Human Rights Commission finding what it calls encouraging progress in tackling the problem. It's been 12 months since the Commission's Changing the Course report, which revealed that half of Australia's university students had been sexually harassed in the previous year. Since then, universities have introduced hundreds of new measures to try to protect their people, but student groups say the violence and harassment continues little changed. Here's political reporter Alexandra Beach.
Break the silence on sexual violence! Break the silence on sexual violence!
At Sydney University, students march to the Vice-Chancellor's office. This is a protest about an issue that goes to the heart of university life. They say 1 year on from the Human Rights Commission report, people still don't feel safe.
I can't think of a single one of my friends who hasn't experienced sexual harassment or sexual assault, including myself. That is ridiculous high numbers. Colleges and universities perpetuate this cycle and do nothing to resolve this.
The majority of them are very scared to speak out because they know that they won't be listened to, they know that the university won't act, and they know the reporting systems are completely inadequate.
There's a quieter vigil at the Australian National University in Canberra.
I will give a minute of silence now. Please come and place your candles.
The ANU was one of the institutions with the highest rates of assault in last year's report. ANU student Izzy remembers seeing the news reports at the time, but she says back then she was still quite naive.
I just thought it was something that only happened in really, I guess, bad areas of a town or with a really, really bad person.
Then in March, it happened to her. After several months, the university reprimanded her attacker and ordered him to undertake counselling or mediation. But she says that seems like nothing compared with what he's done to her.
So when I got the email, I think I cried for 3 hours straight. It wasn't what I wanted. It definitely didn't feel worth the trauma I'd gone through in doing the inquiry process, not just what had happened to me.
Alyssa Shaw from the Postgraduate and Research Students Association there says ANU has made some improvements, but it's not acting quickly enough.
You know, we've done nothing for higher degree by research students, that's the PhD or Masters of Philosophy, and the report showed a very vulnerable group because they're at a higher risk of having staff on student violence perpetrated against them.
ANU Pro Vice Chancellor Richard Baker says they're working as fast as they can.
Human Rights Commission report showed just how complex the problem was, how different groups are vulnerable. So we've been working with all those different groups. We need to understand the nature of the problem.
The Human Rights Commission says it's encouraging to see universities making progress. Universities Australia Chief Executive Katrina Jackson says unis have started up 800 new initiatives and counting to try to stop sexual violence. Today, she's announced new principles to try to prevent romantic relationships between academic supervisors and their pupils.
We know that there is a significantly increased awareness of the issues on campuses. There is significantly more training of both staff and students. We know that there are many more conversations taking place around orientation week throughout the entire year.
But she says it's difficult at this point to know whether it's all working.
This is hard and complex work. 12 months in, trying to measure whether we've had a substantial change, I think is premature, but those measuring actions are to come.
Labor's education spokeswoman, Tanya Plibersek, says universities seem to sincerely want to change, but she worries progress is patchy.
Imagine this. Imagine you send your 18-year-old daughter to school and she's sexually assaulted in the school playground. You would rain down hell upon that school. That same girl goes to university 6 months later and we know that if she is sexually assaulted, she is unlikely to report it, and if she does report it, it's unlikely that she'll get adequate support or indeed that the perpetrator will be held to account.
In a statement today, the Education Minister Simon Birmingham has urged students to speak up if they experience harassment or witness it. And he says while universities have made progress, more needs to be done.
Alexandra Beach reporting.